We're learning Pirkei Avos. We're up to the last mishnah of Mishnah Chav Beis in the fourth parak. Hu Hay Omer, that he used to say, which is a continuation of the words of Rabbi Eliezer HaKafar, which we saw yesterday. He says the following regarding a person who has to constantly be aware that we're going to be judged, that there's someone that will judge us, and therefore, because we cannot escape such judgment, one has to improve their actions and to do tshuva. He says, "Hayilodim lamus." Even newborn babies, ultimately, at one point in their life, eventually they will die. "V'hameisim achios." Those who have passed on will come back again through tchias hameisim. "V'chaim lidon." And those individuals that are alive now, everyone will be judged. Leida, that we should know, Lehodiah, as well as we should educate others. Lehivada, that we should take reckoning, Shehukel, Hu Hayotzer, that Hashem is the fashioner, He created everything, Hu Abore, Hu Hamaven, He is the understander, He knows everything that's going on. He created Yeshma'ayin, created something from nothing. Hu Hadayin, He will be our judge, Hu Aid, as well as He will testify, hopefully for us. Hu Baal Din, as well as the judge. Hu Asid Ladun, and in Olam Haba, we will be judged. Baruch Hu She'en Lefanav Lo Avlo. When it comes to Hashem, blessed is He. There's no avla, there's no iniquity, there's no mistakes, there's no possible misjudging. V'lo shicha, there's no forgetfulness. V'lo masui panim, Hashem will not show favoritism. You're going to get exactly what you deserve. V'lo mikach shoychad, and doesn't take bribes. Shakol shalo, why would He take bribes? After all, everything's His to begin with. So there's nothing that will really impress Him other than exactly who you are and your actions. And therefore, v'dai shenosh shakol lefi acheshvan, that because everything that Hashem has everything, and Hashem knows what's going on, everything will be according to a very specific reckoning. And therefore, a person should not think that you did one avera here and it gets forgotten. But just like, as explained the Kahati, that a person has a couple of coins, so if you put them all in a little pushka or something along those lines, every day it accumulates until you have a significant amount. So too, when it comes potentially, God forbid, to one's averos, even if they are seemingly averos kalos, small and insignificant, however, when you have so many of them, it will end up becoming quite a bit. V'al yavtichacha yitzrach shahashol beis manuslach. One should not have the belief, and they'll listen to their Yetzirah to say that the grave will be a refuge for you. In other words, that a person should think that I'm not going to be judged, that I can do whatever I want in this world, and even if I don't get caught, so I'll be all set, everything will be fine. You're not all set, and you're not all fine. Hashem will judge you. She'al karcha ta'notzar v'al karcha ta'noilad. Even though you would want to maybe rationalize your behavior and say, it's not my fault that I'm on this earth. I never agreed to it. No one ever asked me to be born. Doesn't matter. Even if you were created, even if you were born against your will, which we were, yalkorchach atochai, and that is against our will, the fact that we are alive, yalkorchach atomeis, and we don't have the choice ultimately when our life is taken. And that we have no choice but to be judged by Hashem. Therefore, regardless of the fact that Hashem put us on this earth against our will, we should not think that that gives us the right to use this as an excuse to be able to do whatever we want, because ultimately, just as we were against our will put on this earth, against our will we will also be judged. And therefore, again, as this parak is concluded, this is a wake-up call for us to refine our actions and to think about tshuva.